Yeah, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Well, been praying. You guys do that?
Yes.
And I think I have a little different direction. Normally, I try not to teach too much on Friday nights. But this being prayer school, and I'm going to limit myself to 20 minutes, okay? Yeah, that'll be funny. No, but I will try to limit myself, okay? Reason being, this is school, and what I my desire for you is to know fundamentally and be founded on a real foundation of what it means to pray so that you can be a legitimate prayer, I hate to use this word because it's been used too much, but a prayer warrior, a prayer person, somebody who can really pray. How many of you like to have every single prayer you pray answered immediately and directly? Right? Well, that's what the Bible says. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, he will give it you. Except nothing. He didn't give an exception. Right? So what we're going to do here, and this is the leading of the Lord that I feel, is we're going to begin to establish concretely these things that Jesus taught and the way that we're supposed to pray so that we come up. And some of you may think that some of these things are fundamental, and I believe that you'll see that you've missed a lot of stuff, because I believe I have. We skim over stuff. We'd like to jump right into the deep end, not knowing what the deep end really is. Let's just pray in tongues, brother. I'm all for it. Let's just pray in tongues and twitch and fall on the floor. That's church. But if we can make this foundation so secure and established, you're going to come up and grow up into one of those pillars in the body of Christ that will be able to have heaven and earth just respond to your prayers like that. Wham! I had a vision when I was a young man. This was shortly after I was saved. I was probably 17 years old. Wait a minute. Well, anyways, I'm trying to think. It's hard to remember back then. Can you remember when you were 17? My goodness. Anyways, I was in this dream. All right. I'm not big on telling everybody my dreams, but in this dream, there I was on this field. Okay. In this field, just standing there by myself. And you ever see those fast motion photography things, time lapse, where they're showing the sky and it looks like it's moving really fast? Well, this was going on in my dream, except the sky was fire red. Fire red, right? It reminds me of Joel, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Okay? And this fire sky was just going over just really fast. And I'm standing there, wow, look at that. That's amazing. And then all of a sudden in my dream, you know, I was kind of watching myself in the dream. And then I said, in the name of Jesus. And as soon as I said, in the name of Jesus, a chunk of this fire sky came down and whoo, hit right at my feet. You go, wow, what does that mean? Tell me the interpretation. Okay, what it means is that in these last days, that's how fast our prayers are going to be answered when we're doing it in the right way. We don't need to pray and 45 years later. We don't have 45 years, right? Time is, remember, see, we got the sky moving really fast. That's time lapse. It's fast. Things are speeding up. So we don't have time. That's why I want to have this foundation in the scripture built so concretely in us that the people that are here that participate in these messages and this teaching can be the strong foundations of this church. And as things increase and accelerate, you will be able to do whatever God tells you to do. Because you're founded on the Word of God and not just some woo. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get right into this. Let's pray before we open the Word. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this opportunity to be in your Word and to be founded in your Word. May you find us in your Word when you return. May you find us established on the everlasting rock of the Word of God, doing your will, being the people that we are called to be in the power of the Holy Spirit in this day and age. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, turn with me if you would to John 16, 23. And this is going to be our launching scripture, so to speak. John 16. And I believe that almost everything you need to know about prayer is in this one verse. That's a ridiculous statement. Well, you know, you dig, you scratch down below the surface of the Word of God, and you know who you find? God Himself, sitting there looking back at you. That'll wake you right up. I was trying to dig this verse out of my Bible, and there was God staring right back at me. Hallelujah. You guys are reading on ahead of me, aren't you?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, stop it right now. John 16. Are you guys excited about this? I'm excited about it. You know, when God puts something solidly in you, it changes you. And by the time we get through with these things, we're going to be changed. We're going to know something. We have an idea. Oh, yes, I know. I pray through the Father in Jesus' name. But we're going to know that we pray to the Father in Jesus' name, and we're going to know that we have what we ask. And wham, it'll be just like that. You're going to be walking around with power on you and not just in wonderment. Well, I wonder, will that work? Oh, it'll work when you know that it works. All right? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I'm excited about this. Verse 23 of John 16. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Who's saying this?
Jesus
is saying this. In that day, what day? When he was gone, right? This is when he died, was buried, was resurrected. In that day you will ask him nothing. How many of you know people ask Jesus stuff all the time? In Jesus' name we ask Jesus something. Now I'm not mocking them. I'm saying that they're missing it. They're missing it. It doesn't mean you can't communicate with Jesus. It doesn't mean if he shows up in your living room and sits there and talks to you for a half an hour, you don't listen to him, talk back with him. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the elements of prayer that are effective. He says, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will give it you. What's the number one thing that should pop out to you right now? Father. Whose Father is he talking about? Well, Jesus' Father. No, your Father. You've got to know him. Your prayers will not be effective until you are born of God and know God Almighty as your Father. That's how he could say this. In that day, you've got to come to that place where you say, Jesus, I make you my Lord. You're born again. Guess who becomes your Father? God Almighty becomes your Father. And this gets really, really, really big. This is why Jesus said, verily, verily, at least twice. He says it. He says, verily, verily, when he's saying something very, very important. This is really, really important. You can't have your prayers answered. Sharon was sharing this with somebody the other day. She said, God is not really concerned about you. Talking to a person, called her up on the phone and asked for help. Would you help me and give me some money so I can, you know, what, you know, and she's like, well, let's see, you know, what's your situation? You know, are you a Christian? Well, no, I'm a liberal or something, she said, you know. And she's like, well, you know, God would be concerned about you a whole lot more if you were his child. Who are you going to be more concerned about? Your child calls you up on the phone, Dad, I need a ride. Or some other kid you don't even know. Who are you going to immediately get in your car and go pick up? Your son. So when you become a child of God, he automatically says, Yes, his ears are open to your prayers. You have a relationship with him. Your Father, which is in heaven. Your Father, not your Father on earth. If Olivia was here, I'd be looking right at her. Not your Father on earth. Your Father is in heaven. This is the number one thing we must establish. You must be born again. You must have him as your Father or your prayers won't be effective. You know, you can do your rosary beads, you can spin your prayer wheel, you can do anything you want, but if God isn't your Father, you've missed step one. You can't go to step two. You don't pass go and you don't collect $200. Glory be to God forever. So turn with me to back over to John chapter 1 and verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, Jesus, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of man, nor of the flesh, but of God." They're born of God. What is a son but something born of you? They're part of you. They're your children. You know them. They're part of you. They're part of what you're doing. It's you. And you have a legal responsibility, don't you, as your children. You've got to take care of them. Or somebody will come over and throw you in jail. Or take them away and give them to somebody else. So who's God more concerned about? His children. Step number one. Are we all there? How do you become his child? You confess the lordship of Jesus. You believe on him. That's what it just said. If you believe on Jesus, you become a child of God. It's pretty simple. Yay! I mean, it's not rocket science here. And then you're a child of God. You know, we could just get all giddy and laugh at each other over this thing. We're children of God. What does that mean? And this is where it gets really, really good. You ready for this? I don't know if you are or not.
Hallelujah.
James 1:17. Glory be to God forever. James 1:17. Hallelujah. Jesus, I make you my Lord. That's what you do. Jesus, I make you my Lord, and then something happens on the inside of you, become a new creature. Old things are passed away.
Yeah.
They're gone. Well, I was really bad in my past. It doesn't matter. That person is new now. You become a new person, and you become a child of God. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. James 1:17.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Where is it? I know I put it in here somewhere. I hope I didn't rip that book out, too.
No.
Just kidding. Oh. Imagine that. I don't like that book. I'm ripping it out. No. That'd be a good one to rip out. He says a lot of harsh things in there. All right. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift. Is this in your Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be the kind of first fruits of his creatures. Every good gift, except for sickness and disease, comes down from above, right? He sends that too, in trials and tribulations, to spank you and make you straighten up. And poverty. And lack. And depression. My goodness, that must come from heaven. And this is what you're going to have to see. Okay? What is coming from your Father? Stop asking him for stuff that he doesn't have. Every good gift, every perfect gift. If you're not asking good and perfect things, then it's not going to come from him. He doesn't even have it to give you. Oh, just help me get by. He doesn't have any help me get by. He's got abundance. Stop asking for just enough. If you ask him for abundance, that's what he has. The perfect, the good, the perfect comes from him. Only, always, in all things, no variableness. He can't turn from it. You want him to turn from it and give you just something else. That's why we pray in our prayer school for what? Every member of the family. Coming into the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. For God's power to be in manifestation, increasing in every service so that everybody comes to know him and walk in the power of God. Why? Because that's good and that's perfect.
Amen.
Right? And when you're praying for yourself, God, heal me completely of everything. And prosper me so much that I look like I'm heaven on earth. He doesn't have anything else. Everything that God has to come from heaven. It has to. He doesn't have anything else. Does that make sense? Everything God has is good and perfect. You know, you ask him for something that isn't good or perfect. It's like the guy who goes to the cupboard and can't find the dog a bone. Because his cupboards were bare. There's nothing bad in there. Do you understand? Do you see how in prayer we've been missing it? We're asking the Father for something. Our, number one, our Father who has only what? Good and perfect and can't vary from that. Already we're getting corrected in our prayer lives, aren't we? Who are we? We're children of God. Who do we represent? God Almighty, who's in heaven. And we're going to go to that other verse of Scripture that says we're to pray His will on earth as it where it is in heaven. That is prayer. You manifesting God's will in your life. Or what are you praying about? Some people have prayers, just moanies, you know, like testimonies. It's, oh God, help me. Were you really asking for help? Then if you're going to pray to the Father, your Father, you're going to ask Him for what He has, which is good and perfect only, always. All right. These are the foundations. If we can't get this, we won't be able to move on to all the other good stuff. So we've got to get this solid in us. And believe me, this is not solid in the body of Christ at all. They've got everything and all these other concepts around here about God and what He's going to do. And, you know, He may and may not. He might. Sometimes God said yes. Sometimes He says no. Sometimes He says maybe. Sometimes He doesn't even know what He's going to say. Depends on His mood. He may wake up in the morning and just say no to everybody. It's just ridiculous, the things. People preach this stuff and they believe it. But they're not believing the word. Glory be to God forever. When the Bible says every good and perfect and every perfect gift is from above, where is it coming from?
Heaven.
That's right. It's coming from above. What is in heaven? Everything that's good and perfect. Do you see the connection here? Where is your Father? What does He have for you?
Good things, perfect things.
Well, some good, some bad, some ugly.
Some
no, He has not a can of ugly for you.
No.
He's got a can of beauty.
Yeah.
He's got youth renewing cans.
Yes.
Cream. He's got it. What is in heaven? Well, when we get up there, we're all going to be old and wrinkled. And as the years go on in eternity, we're going to look like raisins by eternity time. I don't think so. We have a license to pray and believe God, our Father, for every single thing that He has in heaven. And it comes down. Comes out of, comes down, and we believe Him for it. Whatever you ask, the Father in my name. You got to understand, when He says the Father, this is what He's talking about. When Jesus asked the Father to multiply the loaves and fishes, why could there come an abundance out of nowhere? seemingly out of nowhere. It didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of heaven. And it supplied everybody's need. And it was the best fish they ever tasted. Man, this fish tastes like it came from heaven. It did. So when you hear the Father, stop asking him for anything less than what he has. It must drive him nuts. Okay, go with me. I'll try to wrap this up here. You can tell we're going to be on this topic for a while, but that's okay. If we can establish these things slowly and meditate on them, understand, every time you see the word Father, you're going to go, this is what he's talking about. This is the Father. When he said, you've seen the Father in me, that's what people are going to be saying about you, because you know the Father. When the cripples got up and got healed, that was a manifestation of who? The Father of heaven on earth. He said, the kingdom of heaven's come near you. Why? Because he was there. You're going to be manifesting the kingdom of heaven in Jesus' name to the Father. Okay? Are you still there? Jesus is Lord. Matthew 6 and 9 and 10. Now, every good gift and every perfect gift. Remember that. You know what that is? And God revealed this to me a while back. You know what that is? It's holiness. What is God more than anything else? Holiness. He is perfect. There is no imperfection in him. Absolute zero means you can't extract any more heat out of it. It is the coldest you can be. With God, he is as good as it gets. There is nothing imperfect, no shadow of turning, no sickness, no disease, no poverty, none of that in heaven, right? Yeah. It's holy there. That's what that means. It's so pure and refined. Gold, they try to refine it down to what? 9.999999, and they still can't put just pure gold. Because they can't get that last thing out of it. Yeah, yeah. But in heaven, do you think there's any corruption in the gold in heaven? No, that's why you can see through it. It's so pure, you can see through it. Show me some gold like that today. You can't see through it. Every good and perfect, that's holiness, okay? Now, are we there yet? Matthew 6, hallelujah. I'm excited about this. We're going to learn how to pray. Oh, glory be to God forever. Matter of fact, that's what the disciples did to Jesus. They said, teach us how to pray like you do. Because when you pray, something happens.
That's right.
When you pray, there's a manifestation of something here. Yeah. Teach us to do that. Teach us. And then what did he tell them? Look right here. He said, when you pray. Verse 9. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray you. Are you going to do it some other way? No, you're going to do it this way. He's telling you how to do it. Pray, our Father, which art in heaven. What's the next word? Hallowed or holy is your name. Do we know who we're talking about a little bit more now than we might have before? We're talking to our Father, which is in heaven, and his name is holy. Everything he has is so refined and pure, that's what he's teaching you to walk in. That same level of glory. And none of us are there yet, but we're getting there. And he's telling us the way to get there. Jesus is Lord. Hallowed is your name. Verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There you go, people. What are you supposed to be praying to the Father for? Anything less than God's will in heaven on earth is not a real prayer. It's missing the mark. Brother, what are you saying? You mean we're supposed to have heaven manifested on earth? Absolutely. There's your legal right. That's what you're supposed to pray. If you're praying anything else, then you're missing it. I'm sorry. I didn't write it. I didn't make this stuff up. This means you got to lift up your consciousness and the way you think about things and start saying, wait a minute, how is it in heaven? That's what I'm supposed to pray for in my life on earth. Well, the animals talk in heaven. Maybe I should be praying for my dog to talk to me. Well, I don't know. Go ahead. I don't know. You know? But your license right there is to pray whatever it is in heaven. And we don't even know, do we?
Right.
But we know we're not going to be in lack. No. We know that we're not going to have problems financially unless you get sent to the poor part of heaven, where it's not holy. There's some corruption over there. No, there is no corruptible part of heaven. It's incorruptible. And so is his word. And Jesus is the word. And we will get into that in a little bit. He said, pray in my name. In what? In Jesus' name. Whatever you ask the Father in his name, he will give it to you. But let's get that really concretely in ourselves right now, that God is your Father. It's your step number one. And you're to pray his will on this earth as it is in heaven. That's your job. What's your job? To pray his will on earth as it is in heaven. All right?
Yes.
Glory be to God forever. So, hallelujah. So if you do have your Friday, and you can see how we're going to build this into you. I hope, and I believe it did. I believe it settled right down on the inside of you, and something's going to happen. And as we progress in this, it's going to get so good, and you're going to be built like a pillar in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And in this church, we'll just be able to send people your way. And you can pray for them.
Oh, God, help them. Oh, please, Lord God. Just give them $50 so they can make it through the week.
No, you won't be praying like that, will you?
No.
And you won't have anything coming out your mouth except God's living word, like a fire and a sword, and goodness, they'll get slain right there.
Yeah.
You're praying for them. Won't come out of it for a week until they're just floating on cloud nine. Now, and I'm believing that as we progress through this, we're going to see that, and that we're going to even become more effective in these prayer school projects. Well, see, now I can tell what you're thinking. You're trying to get us to be more effective in prayer. Yeah, absolutely. Because it benefits me, and it benefits the church, and I'm very selfish that way. Glory be to God. I want to see everybody so established in the kingdom of God they can't get out, even if they wanted to. Lock the doors. Get so caught up in the glory you can't find your way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glory be to God forever. Friday night prayer school projects, the Church of the Living Dead, we believe for and expect. The weight of God's glory increasingly manifest in every service and our meeting. And as we read through this real quickly, look at it and judge it by what we just talked about. Is this God's will? Is it God's will for his glory to be in manifestation all over the place, in your life, in your home?
Yes, sir.
Well, in heaven, the glory's not everywhere. No, in heaven, the glory is everywhere. You can't get away from it.
Nope.
You can't go in your closet. You can't lock a door and have the glory leave. That's what we're praying for.
Right.
God's will on this earth.
Right.
And we'll see this as we go down through here. Hallelujah. The weight of God's glory increasingly manifest in every service and or meeting, like Rich said in that scripture. When we pray his will, he hears it. And who are we praying to? The Father in Jesus' name. Our Father. We have a way. We have a Father who hears our prayers and he answers them. How goofy is that? Glory be to God. Number two, personal supernatural encounters with God everywhere. For every attendee, including ourselves, salvation, that's coming to know Jesus as Lord and being born again as a child of God. We become children of God. Healing and health, is that God's will? Is there healing and health in heaven? Or is there a place where, you know, all the people who are crippled At least they made it, brother. At least they made it to heaven. They're still crippled, but at least they made it. Everyone knows that's just plain ridiculous. So God's will, emphatically, is for every single person to be healed, every cripple to be healed, every blind eye opened. How can you make such a blanket statement? I'm just quoting the word. This is God's will on earth as it is in heaven. And guess what? It's your job to believe for it and pray for it. But I never saw myself in the healing miracle ministry. Well, you're gonna. It's your job. It's what you signed up for. I didn't know I was signing up for that. I know you should have read the fine print and you didn't read anything. You just said, yes, Lord, and then got in trouble. Read the dotted lines in the small print. The baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Fregodus de blahandai. Deliverance from all demonic oppression. Most demonic. How many demons are in heaven?
None.
Must be a few.
No.
Not one?
No.
Ah, goodness. Now we got to pray for people to get delivered.
Yes.
These are our prayer school projects. And by the time we're done with this, you are going to be a healing, delivering, salvation, baptism in the Holy Ghost, preaching person. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And the glory's just going to be following you. And you're going to be walking around. And people are going to be in your wake. What happened? It looks like everybody just got blown up or something. That's because you walked through the room. Remember Peter? His shadow. People were being healed by his shadow. Wasn't even him. It was out beyond him. Glory be to God forever. Financial prosperity. For every attendee, that means if you keep attending this church, you are going to prosper. Well, brother, I don't believe in that. Well, tough. You've had it. You are going to prosper as in heaven on earth. Well, I don't see how. I don't see how. Why do you have to see how? How could Jesus multiply the loaves and fishes? It was impossible. It came from heaven. We're going to learn to have our finances come from heaven. Not work more, work less, make more.
Yes.
We'll just have people working for us.
Yeah.
What you should do, Rich, is figure out how you can hire somebody for like $5 an hour to do what you do, and then you just, you know, pay them the $5 an hour and take your regular paycheck. Julia, you go to work, people ask you, who's this person here? Ah, that's my employee. They're doing all the stuff I normally do. Well, I'm paying them less. They're doing the work, I get... No. No, don't do that, I'm being goofy. But glory be to God, financial prosperity. Now, are people poor in heaven?
No.
They must be. Right?
No.
Because blessed are the poor, for they are the kingdom of heaven. That doesn't even sound right in context, does it?
No.
Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They're missing it.
They're missing it.
The poor person receives the kingdom of heaven. They're no longer poor. That's the point. That's why he said that. The kingdom of heaven, there is no poverty in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There is no lack in heaven. There's no devils in heaven. There's only every good and perfect gift is coming down from the Father of lights, and there is no shadow of turning. He won't turn from that. His will for you is prosperity beyond what you can even think right now, and he's not turning from it. If you turn from it, then you're not praying the will of God. Well, brother, you sound like one of them health and wealth preachers. That's what heaven has, okay? I can't preach anything else. Mm-hmm. Some people make up stuff to preach. Where do they get it from? I don't know. Not the Bible, that's for sure. All right. All the gifts of the Spirit in regular manifestation. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, special faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. These are all things that are going to help us, and we'll see this as we go farther on. They help us get to that place where the kingdom of heaven is in manifestation. How is it that you can know everybody's name when you get to heaven the first time you see them? Billions of people. Well, Sister Margaret, how you doing? Pleased to meet you. How do I know your name? I don't know, but I'm in heaven. I know everything because I'm up here and I have the... These are manifestations of the Spirit that are just... They flow in heaven. Right? Okay. Proper establishment and development of the Church of the Living Dead. A true spiritual establishment in God in Southern Maine.
Yes.
Well, that's where we are. Don't know if you knew that or not. Proper positioning for regional revival. The first partaker of the fruit. True worship, true doctrine, true fellowship, and true growth of members in every area of their life. That is God's will. Every good and perfect gift, no shadow of turning, every area of your life. That's heaven. Glory be to God forever. All the members' families coming into the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, that's all of them. All is one of those words. Comes from heaven. The Lord actively drawing hungry people who want more of Him, bringing them in. Now, if we have heaven in manifestation, how many people are going to want some of that?
Yeah.
I'm like, what have you got? I got to have some of that. All right. Glory be to God forever. The Lord adding to the church daily. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll end right there. It gets better. So I hope you see that we have a job ahead of us to establish what? God's will. It number one in our own life.
That's right.
Our Father looks at you and He has plans for you.
That's right.
And they're good. And they're perfect.
Yes.
And He doesn't waver from it.
No.
He stays right on it until you're there. And you have the Holy Ghost, thankfully, to help you.
Yes.
And you should be praying, and we'll get into that, but what is the best way that you can pray if you don't know the will of God? I mean, we have understanding of that, you know, sickness is not of God, and, you know, poverty is not of God. But we've been given the Holy Ghost where we can speak His perfect will.
Yes.
We should do it all day, every day.
Right.
All day. All day? Paul said, I pray without ceasing. He told you to pray without ceasing. He said, pray without ceasing. How are you going to do that? You can do it under your breath. Or do it out loud if you want to freak people out. You should be driving down the road, and if I look over at you, your mouth should be doing this. People going, what are they doing? Are they chewing weird gum or something? No, they're talking. They're speaking words that come from heaven. And those heavenly words are being manifest all around them. Glory be to God forever. All right. So, let us pray to the Father, our Father, in Jesus' name. I'm excited about it. I can't stop smiling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we know the format here. Don't be shy. You feel like you're led to pray for something, you come up here and use that microphone. Nobody's shy in here. We're all bold like lions.
Mm-hmm.
How many shy people are in heaven?
Right.
No, I don't think so. No shy people in heaven. We're all bold like the Lord Jesus. The Bible says when we see Him, we'll be like Him, for we'll see Him as He is. Is He shy?
No.
Jesus is shy.
No.
Jesus is sitting on the back row. He doesn't dare get up and say anything because He's too shy. Well, in heaven, we're all just like Him. Bold like lions. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Roar, roar. You come up, you want to pray? Roar, roar, roar. Give a big old roar first. All right. Well, I'll start us off here and then, you know, pray as you feel led. Jesus is Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, thank You. You are training us up to be true kingdom people, true people in the light, true society members who know how to flow and move with the Holy Ghost and establish your kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven. I pray for every one of these people here right now that they would learn and grow and be who they are called to be. Open their eyes, Father. Open their eyes so that they can see this greatness that you've called them to, that is nothing less than heaven in manifested on earth. In Jesus' name, I believe that. I receive it, Father. I'm asking you for it. It's your will. I'm asking you for it. You are my Father. I'm asking you for it. It is your will, and I'm asking you for it in Jesus' name, and I'm thanking you for it, that these people's eyes will be opened and they would rise up to the level that you're calling them. Hoo, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I pray that you will be able to manifest your glory, increasing, increasing, increasing measure in every one of our lives, on us first, around us, in our homes, in our relationships, in the way we talk to people and everywhere we go, and in our church and in our gatherings, and when we gather together, Holy Ghost, you are invited to be in greater and greater manifestation continually. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
When shall we go? If we follow up to know the Lord, then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you, free of charge, by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.